Tea Time, Midlife Edition. It's not a coffee break. It's tea time. Slow down. Relax. It's your turn. Welcome, 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 welcome. Turn the tea kettle on. Pick your favorite tea. Grab your favorite teacup. Let it steep. Add what you will. Find a cozy spot. It's tea time. Midlife edition.
Welcome to Tea Time Midlife Edition. I'm your host, Regina Young, and today's guest is Dr. Akmal Muwakia. How are you, Dr. Akmal?
I'm doing well, my dear. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. But today's topic is internal cleansing in midlife. That's very exciting. Before we get started, what kind of tea are you drinking?
Well, this morning, I'm drinking a little green tea before I drink. And probably this afternoon, I'll drink a couple of other teas. I drink tea most of the day.
Oh, well, we have to get into that. I really want to hear what other teas are there to get into throughout the day and throughout the seasons. But today, I'm drinking clover buds. Now, that is very tasty. I got to tell you, the aroma alone is worth its weight in gold. Clover buds, that's the same kind of clovers you put into, let's say, ham or whatever that is, or some kind of seasonings. That is great for aiding digestion, as well as antibacterial and anti-inflammatory. But, you know, you want to check with your herbalist and doctor to make sure it fits in your health regimen. But it is very, very tasty, and I find it very effective.
And also, go ahead.
Please.
Also, it's anti-parasitic.
Very true.
It's very, very good for parasites, to get rid of parasites.
Ah, see, another one. It's just really, it is, and it's not very expensive and it's very effective. That is what I'm clear on. But today's topic, wait a minute. Now, you've been on Tea Time Midlife Edition before. You were on episode, season 3, episode 10. And that was Healing is Self-Love. And that was an amazing episode. It tells more about your background, how your services work, and actually how the body works, and some acupuncture and other things. But can you just give us like a little bit of a background just for this episode, inner cleansing in midlife?
So I actually started back in 1997, where I began to learn acupuncture from a Chinese gentleman. I also learned during that time Tai Chi from Master Hage. And as I moved in the years, I began to study in other places. I've studied in China. I've studied in Canada. And I've lectured throughout the world. I have a PhD in nutrition, and I've actually authored 5 books, and I'm working on my 6th book that should be out probably by the middle or the end of summer.
Awesome.
And I teach Tuina, which is traditional Chinese body work, as well as other modalities to maintain peace. And so each season, I set up a set of workshops that introduce people to what they need for healing for that season.
Awesome.
And so with that being the case, what happens is that people learn how to maintain their health, well-being for longevity.
Awesome. And I know that you are a seasoned man in that. And what age are you? I know that's probably not proper or anything, but you know, who says we're having tea? We good.
This year I'll be stepping into my 74th year.
Wow. Extraordinary. Such great energy and spirit. I can read it from here. So, and if you've got a formula, I want to know, I want to learn that one.
Well, the actual formula is being able to, one, change your food with each season, maintain a specific, consistent exercise, maintain good thoughts.
Hello.
And love yourself.
No, you wow. Know? Wow.
And when
I get
you,
it.
And when you start to do that, what begins to happen is that you begin to deal with health in its optimum. And the other piece of that is work through things like anger, resentment, things like worry. You know, and the interesting thing about worry is that, you know, we worry about things and actually 1% of what we worry about happens, you know, I mean, but we worry to death, you know, I mean, and just maintain the balance of your emotions. And you know, we got a lot of mental health issues going on at this particular moment.
Fair to say from after COVID.
And, you know, people should reach out and have somebody to help them to move through these emotions, you know, so that they have a peaceful life.
That is fair to say. And being that the topic is called inner cleansing in midlife, do you feel that all those things you spoke about just now are part of the inner cleansing in midlife?
They are. They very much are, because when we start talking about inner cleansing, what we're talking about basically is the ability of being able to maintain the balance of the organ network. See, in Eastern medicine, the organs are not separated. The organs are in a network. And together, they maintain the balance of health. And so what happens to us is the fact that we don't understand how to maintain that balance. So because we don't maintain that balance, what happens? What begins to happen is that now the body starts to do what it naturally does, and that's starting to decrease its ability to maintain the balance of life. For instance, let's talk about the spring. Last spring, we just come through spring.
Yes.
Actually, we're at the end of spring.
Yes. At the time of this recording, yes.
And so the thing is that people move from winter into spring, and they start to say, "Oh, I got allergies. You know, I got to go to the doctor. I got to, you know, get something for that." And the reality of that is that if any allergists are listening, I don't mean to be disrespectful to them, but there really isn't no such thing as an allergy. There's an allergic reaction, okay, to whatever's in the environment. And a lot of that, what's in the environment, is the environment of your body.
What?
Okay, yes. And so when your body is not healthy, it starts to clean itself out. You know, that's when you get a cold. Your cold is basically due to the fact that you have too much mucus in your system, so your body's trying to get rid of it. So your nose starts to run. Same thing with people who have sinus issues during spring. They get all stopped up in here. All up in here, you know, the eyes start running. Why? Because the body's saying, okay, so now you done put all this stuff in me all winter long, and you ain't been moving around, And now, you know, here come the pollen, which is natural. And so now you got allergies. No,
yes.
The body's saying, no, you don't have no allergy. You need to clean yourself out.
Oh,
and
wow.
So what happens is that you then begin to either clean yourself or go and get some pharmaceuticals to mask it. And so then what happens is the mast cells, and that's what they're called, the mast cells in the immune system, are not able to really do what they need to do.
Mm.
And so when that happens, we then begin to find ourselves in a place where we're not feeling well.
Yeah.
But if people began to do several different things, one, eat foods in the season, you know, and if we go back to our ancestors, our ancestors, even during slavery, our ancestors, what did they do? They ate foods in season.
Fair to say.
You know, they didn't, if they were in Maryland, right? If they were in Maryland, well, they didn't eat foods from California.
Because it wasn't in season for them.
Because,
that, yeah.
Right, it wasn't in season for them. And they didn't have the transportation.
To get it there.
To get it there.
I get that.
So they didn't really have allergies. They had other things because of the stress that they was under.
Yes.
But they didn't have allergies and things of that nature because of the fact that they were eating foods in season.
Wow, that is powerful. So if you said two things that kind of got my piqued my attention is you said a network of a system. The Western medicine has that be one network, but the Eastern medicine has it be separate networks of systems. How does that work?
So each set of organ, for instance, during spring was the season of the liver and the gallbladder. So they probably saw more people with gallbladder issues during the spring than ever before. If we go back, we saw violence increase during spring. Why? Because spring is the season of the liver. The emotion of the liver is anger, frustration,
wow,
resentment, jealousy, hatred,
wow,
okay, suppression, depression. A lot of more people had depression during the spring.
Fair to say.
Because the liver was out of balance. Well, the liver is married to the gallbladder.
Mm.
Okay? And so the gallbladder maintains the balance of how digestion functions in the small intestines. Well, the small intestines is married to the stomach. Okay?
Yes.
And their season is summer.
That's coming up. Yep.
Right. Yep. Okay. Yep. Which is a good time to really balance digestion.
Huh.
But the liver nourishes the heart, small intestines, okay, so that what happens is we get circulation happening,
mm,
and we get digestion, okay,
yes,
as well as we get absorption and assimilation of the minerals that we need to maintain the body. Summer is the biggest time, even though in Western medicine, they say that some of the digestive tract slows down. But during the summertime, you get more nutrients into the body than any other time.
Huh.
Okay.
So what if it's off balance? I mean, just to ask a few questions around imbalance, off balance, what is some of the signs that it's off balance and you know, like some inner cleansing need to be done?
So one is the allergy, the allergic reaction.
Hmm.
The other could be cholesterol. You know, because cholesterol is a big thing in the community. Mm-hmm. The other piece of that is that people who are overweight. Now, I say, this is me, I say that there are no fat people in the world. There are none. You can't find one. You can't find a fat person nowhere. What you're finding is you're finding people who are full of waste. And they're full of waste because of the fact that digestion is off. So instead of them absorbing nutrients from the foods they're consuming, they're actually storing the waste byproducts.
Wow.
From the foods that they're eating. So what that says is that says that they're suffering from malnutrition.
Oh, my goodness. Say that again.
They're suffering from malnutrition because of the fact that their body is not receiving nutrients from the foods that they're eating. That's like, you know, the few minutes that we've been talking, there's probably been 60,000 new diets that have come out since we've been talking.
Fair to say.
Okay. The reality of that is the fact that how many animals, lower animals, do you know that have a diet?
None.
Right. But humans, we are faddish and we like diets.
Faddish.
You know?
Like a fad.
Right. Like a fad. Okay. Yes. This one come along, boom, I got it. This one come along, boom, I got it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so we go through that. We as humans go through that phase. Humans have no idea of how to eat. We don't. We eat any and everything, any time of the day and any season. That's like when you eat, when you eat, for instance, when you eat summer foods in the wintertime, they can cause you to have issues because of the fact that at the digestive tract is slow in the wintertime. When you put cold food into the digestive tract, what happens is that it continues to stagnate the digestive tract because the food is cold. And it shuts it down. So in the summertime, we eat cool foods and cold foods, salads.
Yes.
Things of that nature, raw foods, a lot more raw foods. In the wintertime, which is its opposite, in the wintertime, we should be eating foods that are warming.
Yeah.
Beans, you know, legumes, you know, cooked starches. Because of the fact of that, and vegetables that are cooked, because of the fact about that the digestive tract needs that heat in order for it to process, because the body has slowed down because of the temperature. Within the compounds. Well, let me go back and say the temperature it used to be in the wintertime. Okay. Where it'd be it's cold changed. And snowing and but now because of global warming, it's changed.
Yeah.
And so in the fall, you have the lungs and the large intestines that are peak organs.
Okay, got it.
So you have two cleansing seasons and two seasons for nourishing the body.
Well,
the cleansing seasons and detoxifying seasons are spring and autumn.
Fall.
In the spring, the liver does a process called cytochrome P450. And cytochrome P450 has to do with how the liver detoxifies the body. In autumn, the lungs oxygenates the blood to clean it. Think about it this way. So there's only two seasons, two seasons that normally people start to talk about they got allergies. Spring and autumn.
That is fair to say. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And within the compounds of that, what are we looking at? We're looking at the fact that the body say, excuse me, but I'm cleaning. Okay. And so it's cleansing so that in the summertime, the blood let me stop for a minute and say this. So the liver stores blood. That's its job. That's one of the over 500 different things that it does. It stores blood. So as it stores the blood, it also detoxifies the blood if it's able. But if you're putting in alcohol, drugs, unprocessed or processed food, plastic food, you know, you just not eating food, cookies, cakes, and pies. You just not eating foods that's nourishing. Then that creates more toxicity for the liver to have to function with. So if you begin to work in such a way where you get rid of those and start to detoxify the liver during the spring, what happens is that in summer, the blood that runs through your body is clean. So now the small intestines is able to extract the nutrients and absorb them and send them into the bloodstream. Wow. So that what happens now is you get nourishment. It's a known fact that more people have heart attacks during summer and winter, okay, opposed to any other two seasons.
So is that because the nutrients are missing and you know, getting more oxygen to the body because the blood is cleansed well? Is that what's going on?
That's what's going on.
Got it.
You know, wow. People who have high cholesterol and people who have heart issues, they really need to maintain the changing of their blood. And not just heart disease, you're talking about things like stroke, you're talking about hypertension, you're talking about diabetes, you know. I mean, so when we start looking at those kinds of things, what we're looking at, we're looking at the fact that if you begin to change your eating habit each season, and if you're able to function in such a way where, you know, you're not eating foods from fast places and you're not eating other kinds of foods, what will happen is that you can then begin to work with the cleansing of the blood. And then in winter, So going back, the mm-hmm. lungs and the large intestine, so the heart and the small intestines, okay,
they're married.
They're married, and they nourish the lungs and the large intestines. Okay, so that the lungs and the large intestines now nourish the kidneys and the bladder. Well, the kidneys are more powerful than people think, because in Eastern medicine, the kidneys are responsible for conception, gestation, pregnancy, delivery, maturity, aging, and death. So the kidneys will bring us in and they can take us out. Look at the dialysis.
Yes, fair to say. Fair to say.
I mean, it used to be growing up, and I grew up in the 50s. Growing up, you'd see a church on this corner and a liquor store on that corner. Nowadays, it's the church, the liquor store, and dialysis.
Wow.
Okay. And that's because of the fact that the foods that we eat today, compared to the foods that I grew up eating, today's food is garbage, and that's including organic food.
Yeah.
See, people think that because it's organic, that it's good. Well, the reality of that is the fact that it's good if you get it from the local farmer.
It's organic.
It's organic because they're going to pick it at its maturity because they don't have to do nothing to drive around the corner with it.
Yeah, fair to say.
But if it's coming from California, Guatemala, Mexico, any of those places, they have to pick it immature. So that when it gets to where it's going, it has shelf life.
Yeah.
So if it's in immature, we know what immature happens. When we see a child when a child's born that's immature, what do they have to do? They have to incubate it. They have to do special things for it. Well, when you do with that same thing with the food, that means that the food don't have the nutrients that it needs in order for it to get into your system.
That is something. Just stop right there. You have said a mouthful. That is one thing that I'm really clear on. First thing, when you said about malnutrition, that there is overweight people, but that's not overweight from food. It's overweight because mm-hmm. the body is not cleansing and getting nutrients mm-hmm. in. So you're just basically storing waste. Mm-hmm. And that is like, wow. So in midlife, I just see myself, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of gaining a few 10, 20 pounds really with the greatest of ease, you know? And I'm like, wait a minute, but I'm doing the best I can. I seem to think I'm eating healthier. I'm eating at least more salads, raw foods, and steaming vegetables and stuff like that, but I'm still gaining these weight. Is that because the system is not processing the food well? What am I doing wrong in midlife, you know, where I'm not getting the nutrition I need? The weight gain or the waste gain is increasing, which is very toxic for my body.
So it's a fact of several different things. One, you may not be eating foods that are in season. You know, you're eating foods that are out of season, so they're not digested in the manner that they should. The second piece of that is the fact of how well are you combining food? People don't understand that food needs to be combined properly in order for you to get the nutrients from it.
Combined?
So, yeah, combine it. For instance, if you're eating some vegetables and you add a piece of fruit to it, you just change the dynamics of that food. So your body is saying, is this a fruit or is this a vegetable? And if I can't identify what it is, then I'm going to go set it in your small intestines. Now, the doctors need to stop falsely telling people that their abdomen is their stomach. That's your small intestines. Your stomach is in the left quadrant of your rib cage. For women, it's right under your left breast. Okay, your belly or your gut is your small intestines. That's where the body exchanges nutrients and waste. And if it's not doing that, then what happens is the intestinal tract, the small intestines specifically, the small intestines then begins to hold on to that waste byproduct. And as it continues to hold on to the waste byproducts, what happens? What happens is that the abdomen starts to distend. And this is going to be a shock to you and your audience is the fact that when you release your bowels, there should be no odor. There should be no odor, okay? When there's an odor, when there's an odor, what happens? What is that? Why is it? It smells like that because of the fact that first off, it's been sitting in your small intestines too long. Wow. Second, it's got heat to it, and the third part of that is the methane and the sulfur is what you smell when it comes out.
Wow.
So you're not supposed to go in, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, what a wonderful feeling this is, and then put a sign on the door and say, listen, don't use for 30 days because we got to repaint it because I blew it up. You know? so that's it. But the reality of that is also the fact that we should not drink and eat at the same time.
That's right.
Because of the fact that it disrupts the enzymatic process of breaking down the food. And so when we drink, it's like the body's like, okay, so now you got all of this cold water because that's what we drink. You know, you go to a restaurant, One of my daughter's birthdays was last week. And so we went to the restaurant. The first thing they gave us was some cold water and some bread.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So when you eat that cold, drink that cold water and that bread, the bread swells up, the water shuts down the digestive tract. So here comes the hot meal. So the hot meal, you put the hot meal in, and the hot meal is like, yo, the body is like, yo, wait a minute, hold on. You just shut me down. Now you speeding me up with this heat.
Mm-hmm.
And so the food winds up not digesting. And so when it doesn't digest in the manner that it should, then what happens is that now you wind up gaining that weight, you know. And the other piece of that is the fact that humans are the only species of animal in God's kingdom that counts calories.
Fair to say, which doesn't make any sense, right? Yeah.
You know, when I went to school for nutrition, they said, well, you gotta deal with calories. Okay, I deal with it because that's what y'all say. But the reality of that is the fact that if you eat foods that are wholesome and that have nutrients to them, then we don't look so much at counting calories.
Well, what is that food that is wholesome and nutritional and, you know, has nutrients that we need? Can you give me a few examples? This will help the audience to start to gear towards, because you've given a couple things that we could literally take action just from just not drinking water while eating. That alone will change something and your body will digest properly. But what kind of food?
So what you're actually talking about is you're talking about the fact that each season, as I said earlier, each season, the foods change. Mm-hmm. And when the foods change during that season, you should be eating foods that are in that season. For instance, let's talk about summer. So let's go back to spring for a moment. Okay. So in spring, you would eat things like avocado.
Yes, yes.
Okay, because avocado is going to give you omega-3, 6, and 9. But you would not eat avocado in fall or in winter.
What?
Yeah. It's like wheat. A lot of people have gluten allergies.
Yeah.
And those gluten allergies is because of the fact that we eat wheat and flour products in the wrong seasons. So in the spring and the summer, that's when you eat most of that. Okay. Because wheat basically grows during the winter, during fall through winter. And so it's harvested in the spring when another set of wheat is grown that you eat in the summer. But during autumn and during winter, that gelatinousness, that gluten gets stuck in the digestive tract, which now causes you to have an allergic reaction that's called an allergy.
Got it.
Okay. But if you went all winter without eating food of that nature, cookies, eggs, pies, breads, those kinds of things, pasta, what you would find is you would find that you would not have those kinds of ailments. That's like asparagus. Asparagus, which also came from Africa with the slaves. Okay, a lot of people don't know where that came from. But asparagus is one of those foods that, along with lentils, that came from Africa with our ancestors. Okay, so if you eat asparagus, which is harvested in the springtime, what that does is that begins to clean the system. That's why when you eat asparagus and you urinate, you smell it. Okay, because of the fact it's moving waste out of the body.
Ah, got it.
Okay, that's like in the springtime you eat cabbage.
Yeah.
So you would eat cabbage not only in the springtime, but you can eat cabbage in the fall and in the winter because of the fact of it being a cruciferous vegetable, which now is going to go in and clean the system.
So in the summer, you'd be eating like more fruits and vegetables or? Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that was it. Because I just really wanted to point at something that people can take in action. And I heard a few things that they can take action, but being that we're going into the summer season and there's an action that can be taken right then and there.
Right. And people can go to my website.
Yes.
And they can actually download foods for each season. You know?
Yes.
Because of the fact that, you know, you're talking in the summertime, you're talking about blueberries and blackberries and cantaloupe and watermelon and cherries, you know, and those are foods that you wouldn't eat all year round. You eat them in the summertime because they're summer type foods. You know, you'd eat things like corn. Corn is a summer food. Okay. You eat things like cucumbers, which cucumbers is a fruit and not a vegetable.
Hmm.
Okay.
I mean, who knew that?
You know, and in the summertime, you would eat beans, and some of the beans that you might eat, maybe black-eyed peas, you know, chickpeas, those kinds of things, because they are in season at that particular time.
Got that.
You see? So that, you know, and it's like herbs. So in the springtime, you would either eat or drink dandelion tea. Ooh. Because dandelion tea works to help to detoxify the liver.
Got it.
And for people who use golden seal.
Yes.
Okay. That's a good time to use golden seal because of the barberin in it. And that barberin causes that bitter taste. Well, the taste of the liver is sour and it can be bitter. So if you take in sour things like lemons and grapefruits, okay, and you drink things like dandelion tea and turmeric, what happens is that helps to stimulate to cleanse the liver. In the fall, for instance, you would do stuff like mullein, okay?
Which is the lungs, yes.
Right, which has to do with the lungs. Coat's foot, okay? Because what that's going to do is that's going to give that mucilage that's needed to maintain the balance of the porosity of the lungs, okay? You add in ginger.
Yes.
Okay? So that the ginger now helps the cleansing process that has to happen in order for you to be able to function to the point of being able to clear the lungs. In the summertime, you would take stuff like hawthorn berry.
Huh.
Okay. Because hawthorn berry is going to help with the heart. Yeah. And if you add in supplements like quercetin, which now helps to get rid of inflammation. In the summertime, you can also drink some turmeric. But you know, when people drink turmeric, you take herbs, you should take them by themselves unless they've already been mixed or you understand how to mix them so that they don't cancel each other out.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that I would say to your audience is this. Always remember that you're a chemist and your body is a chemistry factory. And everything you put in it, everything you wear, everything you think, everything you touch has to do with chemistry. Mm. Just think about the fact that if you wash some clothes in some detergent, and when you put the clothes on, your body doesn't like that detergent, you break out in a rash.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Women know this more than men. you know, you go downtown and you see the vendor and he got nice looking pair of earrings. You said, this will go good with that black dress I got on. So you go home and you get ready to go out. You looking really nice. You know, you got that black dress on and you all that cute. And, you know, and you put the earrings in and you go off and do your thing. But when you come home that night, your ear's green.
Yeah.
Why is your ear green? Your ear's green because of the chemistry between the metal that you put in your ear and the chemistry of your body.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why, you know, we have to understand the factor of our sensitivity to the body trunk working to cleanse itself. Because the body, you know, there used to be a sign, I haven't seen it in a while, but there was a sign that said, God don't make no junk. And so that's the truth of the matter. Mm-hmm. Because when you start to look at the factor that if the chemistry of the body is functioning properly, then there's no illness. Mm-hmm. But when the body is not functioning to its optimum, then you have all kinds of different things happening.
That's fair to say. Wow. You have given us a lot of golden nuggets to go take and put action around. Do you have anything coming up, moving up, and how can people get a hold of you? It's just, there's so many more avenues to go down and not enough time to do that. but I just would love to hear how could they get a hold of you and if there's anything coming up that they could participate in.
So I can be reached at DrAkmalSpeaks.com. That's my website. It's DrAkmalSpeaks.com. They can also email me at info@DrAkmalSpeaks.com. Coming up in June. We just had the women's program, the prevention and healing of female imbalances program. Mm. That is where I teach women how to use acupoints and Tui Na, as it's called, which is Tui Na is the traditional Chinese body work. And it's, the foundation for chiropractics, osteopath, massage therapy, and the bodywork. I do that every season. I do two programs of that. And so the next one will come up sometime in July. If people go to the website, they'll be able to see that. That's one of the pieces. Also, each season, I do a 4-week program on healing within that particular season.
Mm.
So that people can actually begin to have an understanding about how to create the balance of their body within that season. And so with that, I do that. And then every month, I have a diabetes program. That's a 4-week program because, you know, in our community, diabetes is running rampant. Diabetes, you know, we're seeing our children now having type 2 diabetes, mm. which is the onset of adult diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, you know, we really need to look at how we're functioning in terms of what we're eating, because type 2 diabetes is adults. And that has to do with us having nutritional deficiencies.
Yes.
That are causing that. Matter of fact, I talk about that in my book, Sweet Mysteries of Life, a handbook to naturally prevent and heal diabetes mellitus, which was my thesis that I turned into a book. And so when you start looking at that, if people start to change their eating habits and eat foods in their seasons, combine foods well, Don't mix apples and oranges together, basically. And take digestive enzymes and probiotics. What people will find is they'll find that their body will receive more nutrients from the foods that they eat. And they'll have less pain. They'll have less health disharmonies because of the fact that their body's going to get more nutrients.
That's really great.
And with that happening, they'll also find that they'll age gracefully. You know, we don't have to age with pain and all of those kinds of
inflammation.
Things. Right. We can actually age gracefully. I'm proving that.
Absolutely. It has been such a pleasure, as always, dropping this nuggets of knowledge and wisdom. You could reach Dr. Akmal at drakmalspeaks.com. It'll be in the show notes, as well as the link to the first episode, which was on season 3, episode 10. And, you know, hear the whole world of it. And it's so great. You really got into more detail about how systems marry each other and how that works. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even know. I'm still mind a little blown about food within seasons, because that is like, I thought I could eat avocado year round. What? They made a fad about it. Look. But thank you so much. And we'll definitely speak again. Be well. Cheers.
Be well, enjoy your life as you peacefully walk in health. Adabo.
Cheers.
It's tea time, midlife edition.